All right, we are back on the record. It is 4:10 and we are proceeding with the remainder of our hearing on SDD 24-001. Ms. Kendall, I believe you were going to call the district's next witness, Chad Kirschman. Is that correct?
That is correct. And Mr. Patterson's going to do the direct.
Oh, okay. All right. And Mr. Kirschman, are you online with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can I see you?
He's not.
He might be Jeremiah.
Are you? Mr. Kirschman, what's the name on your screen? Is it Jeremiah?
Chad K, I believe.
Chad K. Okay, there you are.
But he's not showing up.
How do we make him appear? Should be speaker. Yeah.
Is your video on, Chad?
Yep, I'm trying to navigate there. Hold on one second.
Actually, it may not be on. Although he should still, his voice should.
Just one second.
Is the Jeremiah person on mute?
No, he is.
Yeah, it's right on mute. Do you mind if I just, it'll take 2 seconds, I'll log right back on. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. That did the trick. All right. If you could state your name for the record, Mr. Kirschman.
Chad, C-H-A-D, Kirschman, K-E-R-S-E-N-S-A-M.
And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Kirschman. Can you hear me all right?
I can, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for joining us today. Just to start off, could you tell us your street address?
3015 Southwest 60th Avenue.
And where is that road?
Unit D.
Oh, sorry.
Unit D. Sorry, I'm in the townhouse.
Where is that relative to the Alki Elementary School site?
It's about 400 feet. Just west of the school. So I'm on 60th and the new proposed site is on 59th.
I am going to share a map real quickly just so we all kind of have an idea of where that is relative. Can you see that site? Oh, that's the map. Okay. We're talking about 60th and Stevens right around here where the cursor is kind of hovering.
Yep, just go a little bit lower.
Okay.
A little bit lower, and you'll see my tap right about there. Just a little bit right there.
Okay, great. I'm gonna stop sharing. I just wanted to get everyone oriented for where you are. So you live very close to the school.
I do, yes.
Do you have any children who attend Alki Elementary?
Yes, currently have a kindergarten daughter.
And is she going to Schmitz Park right now? The building, not the school?
Yes, she is. Schmitz Park Elementary, she's been going to since September.
Okay. And I imagine living close to the Alki site, you might be eager to get her a shorter commute to school. Could you kind of elaborate on how important the completion of this new school building would be for your family?
Yeah, I mean, not only for my family, but just for the community, it's essential. I mean, Alki, the neighborhood is built, it needs the schools down here. We're about a mile and a half away, and we're actually one of the closer families to Schmitz Park, but yeah, the school would be very beneficial. The topography here is, you know, perfect for a school that can be precarious. Going up Admiral, I don't know if many of you are familiar, but it's challenging at times to get up there. She has to be driven to the new site at Schmitz Park. So it'll be nice, hopefully, with the new school coming to the original location.
So right now you drive to school, or you drive her to school.
Correct, yeah.
Would you drive to school if the project goes forward?
No, just such close proximity, we would walk to and from.
Have you been aware of how big the school is proposed to be?
Yes.
Yeah, and do you have any reservations about that or the proposed project?
No, I've did a lot of homework. I've been pretty connected to the project, and with up to 500 kids, I don't foresee that being a problem.
So, in your perspective, having the school at Alki is going to serve the community better than the current Schmitz Park location. Is that correct?
Very much so. Just logistics, and just the, if you look at the border lines as they're currently placed, it makes much more sense for it to be down here in its original location just to serve the Alki community.
And this is your daughter's first year in school. Do you have any experience with kind of pick up and drop off at the Alki site?
Yes, this is her first year in elementary school. I am familiar. We've lived here now for a couple of years, so I saw a full calendar year of school beginning in September of 2022 through June of 23. I saw that full calendar school year from start to finish when we lived here.
And so you moved after the West Seattle Bridge reopened, is that correct? Or the High Bridge, I guess I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, the bridge reopened just as I moved in and we moved in.
Okay.
In September of 2022.
So in your experience, how long does pick up and drop off take for the school?
In the current Schmitz Park location?
I mean, honestly, both. I mean, you had experience before the school moved to Schmitz Park as well, right?
Yeah. I didn't drive, just to be clear, this is Maya's first year, so I'm familiar with the neighborhood. Any school is gonna, there's gonna be some logistics required in drop off and pickups for any of you parents who know. I mean, it's just kind of par for the course. If you're not taking the bus, you're obviously gonna need to park, and that's what we do right now at Schmitz Park Elementary. So dropping Maya off in the morning, picking her up in the afternoon, I'm familiar with the logistics. Actually, at the new location, I would say parking is at more of a premium than it would be.
By new location, do you mean Schmitz Park?
Yeah, currently Schmitz Park parking logistics are probably more complicated and more limited than they would be if the school were to move back down here.
How so?
Just the geography of where the school is. There's really only three streets. They're primarily residential. Sometimes when I drop her off and pick her up, I have to park up to a couple blocks away. And it is what it is. I mean, it's a school, and there's obviously going to be a rush of parents dropping off and picking up. So,
in your experience, how long is that rush of parents? We've heard some testimony that it could be up to like 2 hours, something like that. Is that your experience?
20 minutes, basically, from her first bell. Currently, this will continue, but her first bell is at 7:50 a.m. Second bell is at 7:55 a.m. So I would say between like 7:45 and 8:05, that's a 20-minute rush of drop-off.
Okay. And then
so similarly with pickup in the afternoon, you know, Wednesday is obviously a short day, so that's the exception to the rule, but typical, you know, felons at 225, so I'd say between like 215 and basically 235 is kind of when that afternoon pickup rushes.
Cool. That's kind of my experience too. We're kind of focused here about parking, not so much pickup and drop off, but I was wondering, do you see stalls open on the street in your neighborhood in the morning before school hours?
Yes, I do.
And how about during school hours?
Yes, I do. There's pretty significant parking. I'm looking out my home office right now and see about 10 open spots here at, what time is it? Is school, kind of past school pickup, but 4:20, there's probably 10 spots within 50 yards.
And did you actually send me a video of what it's looking like out your window right now?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd be happy to show you. I've got video if you want to peer out the window. I can even show you.
I'm gonna try and share it here. Let's see if it works. This is my first time sharing video via Zoom. Okay, it's pretty short, and we don't have sound. But are you seeing what you sent me?
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay, I'm gonna stop sharing just in case it messes things up for the moment. But when did you take that?
1:30 this afternoon.
Okay, and I mean, based on what I'm seeing, there's a bunch of spots. Is that typical for this time of day?
Very typical.
And how are you able to know that it's typical? Like,
I'm typically working from my home office starting at like 7 a.m. until about 6 p.m. 4 days a week. So I'm here, you know, a majority of the week I'm working from home.
Okay. I got to do one bookkeeping thing real quick before I get to the rest of the questions. Ms. Examiner, I'd like to move for this video to be introduced as District Exhibit 16.
This is not a rebuttal. This is a new exhibit that we have not seen.
It's actually in response to Ms. Cuddy's testimony that there's never a parking spot anytime during the day.
And this is a different street, so it's not relevant to that.
I allow additional exhibits for impeachment purposes. This is a new witness, and it's more of a rebuttal type video. I mean, I've heard what the witness testified to, and the video is consistent with that testimony. But given that it's a new exhibit, it's not strictly for impeachment, I'm inclined not to admit this one.
I'm back, Chad. we just have a couple more questions. I guess another way that I could do that rather than the information is we heard some earlier testimony from one of the appellant's witnesses. Her name's Linda Cuddy, and she said that there's just never parking in the neighborhood all the time, and there's all these new townhouses and all of this stuff, and it, like, you just can never find parking. And I think she characterized it as all day, every day. Does that resonate with your experience?
Not at all.
Okay.
I know the video isn't accessible, but I'm happy to pan if anybody cares to.
I think we're okay. Honestly, at the risk of overkill. In your view, will including 15 on-site parking stalls instead of 48 create parking or safety impacts in the neighborhood? Like, do you have concerns about having 15 instead of 48?
No.
I forgot to ask. When is the parking situation worst in the neighborhood?
When school typically gets out basically the third week in June until it starts back in first week of September. Which is kind of ironic. And in this neighborhood, living here for a couple of years now, it's like, you know, when you're in the thick of summer, people want to go to the beach, kids are out of school and busy. When people are back in school, it's quite a quiet community.
That's great. I it's short and sweet today. That's all I have for you. Thank you.
Any cross-examination?
Yes, a little bit. Good afternoon, Mr. Kurzman.
Hello.
So you mentioned this, you made a statement about it was precarious to go up to Admiral. Do you recall that?
Yes. I have a little bit of a hard time hearing your audio. I can speak more directly into a speaker.
Using the speaker from here, maybe you should just speak up a little bit.
Maybe
not look at you, but
yeah.
Okay, all right. That's interesting. Okay. How about that? Does that work better?
That's much better, thank you.
Okay. So you mentioned it's precarious to go up Admiral, and that is why you drive your daughter. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay. So would it be equally precarious for other parents who have to drive from parts of Alki towards the school if they have to cross Admiral?
Crossing Admiral is not the problem. If you look at the geography of Alki, it's flat. That's probably two-thirds of the families that attend the school. It's flat on the bottom. So when you go up to Schmitz Park, different location, you go up Admiral, and it's impossible for a child in elementary school age to walk up Admiral or cross the street or ride a bike.
Okay, so we're talking south of the school. Anywhere south of the school is too steep for children to walk to school. Is that accurate?
Not anywhere. That's a generalization. Most areas in the current Alki range, it's difficult to get to Schmitz Park.
Okay. You made a statement that whether you had any reservations about the school, and you said you had no reservations up to 500 kids. Are you aware that this is going to be more than 500 kids?
The projected estimate I saw was up to 500, but I'm sure it could eventually be more.
Okay, so, all right. So you're operating up to 500. So it wouldn't surprise you to learn that it's more than 500 is the projected capacity.
I don't know the exact number. But
okay. Okay. All right. That's fine.
I don't know the exact number.
There was a question about, would a school serve this community, I believe. Do you recall that line of questioning? Would a school this size serve the community? Do you recall that?
What's your specific question?
Well, I was just asking if you recall your testimony about that a school was needed at Alki and that the size that's proposed would serve the community. Do you recall that? Is that an accurate?
That's inaccurate.
Okay. Could a similar, could a smaller school also serve the community?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you know the current enrollment at Alki? How many students are enrolled?
Roughly 250.
Okay.
Between 250 and 275, I believe.
Okay. Let's see here. You made some statements about pickup and drop off. Do you recall that?
Yes.
the drop-off ones. But those are mostly related to Schmitz Park, correct?
Talk about living here during the calendar year, September 2022 until school released that calendar year in June of 2023.
Okay.
So I live here and I'm familiar with pickup and drop off during that year.
Okay. All right. But you don't, your office, you mentioned your office looks out onto the street. It doesn't look out onto the pickup and drop off area for the Alki school, is that correct?
The old site of Alki, there's many families that would drop off and pick up on 60.
Okay, but the main pickup and drop off area that's designated by this for this school is on 59th, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you don't live at 59th. Your window doesn't look out onto the pickup drop off of 59th, correct?
No.
Okay. And it was also let's see here. You mentioned that the parking is more of a premium up at Schmitz, that it you believed it was more mm-hmm. complicated or limited. Do you recall that?
I do.
Okay. And you thought that was due to geography and the fact that there are, I think you said there are only three streets. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And these streets are primarily residential, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And in this case, then, wouldn't one street in a primarily residential be equally complicated and limited for school pickup and drop off?
No, because the blueprint, if you look at current Schmitz Park, the way the geography of that placement of the school doesn't have the same proximity to parking as Alki does, as the proposed site has. So there's more parking spaces.
There's more
in closer proximity.
Your argument is that there are more parking spaces in closer proximity to Alki than there are at Schmitz?
Correct.
Even though Schmitz has a parking lot.
Parents aren't allowed to park in the parking lot.
They can do pick up and drop off in the lot. Is that accurate?
No.
No?
No, they can't. No.
How wide are the streets? The streets that surround Schmitz Park, if you were to park cars on both sides, can you still have two lanes of traffic?
No.
Okay. And do you have a sense of the... Have you looked at any numbers or data of how much parking is available in those around Schmitz?
I don't look at data.
Okay.
Drop off all the time.
Yeah. Okay. And when you were referencing the 20 minutes for pickup and drop off, that applies to that's applicable to Schmitz, correct? Not Alki?
Roughly both. I mean, I can imagine that the intensity of a drop-off is the same, regardless of location.
But that's an assumption.
I lived here when school was in session. I could see when parents were picking up and dropping off. I do it currently at Schmitz Park, so it's not an assumption. It's a reality of what I've experienced.
Your reality. Okay. Since we didn't do the video, I looked up kind of the street view kind of near your house. Would it surprise you to see that I, just looking at Google Earth, there are not probably 10 spots on 60th? Are there times when, I guess, would it surprise you to learn that there are
Google Earth now? Out of the way, so I'm not sure what
okay.
day you could be looking at Memorial Day, which was yesterday. You might be, but
I was looking at February 2023 as the most recent Google Earth. I can see about three spots along that street in 60th. And is that also consistent with your experience on 60th?
No, it's not.
Okay.
If you take the peak time in February, there's no way that I could see three open spots.
Okay. And are you aware that 60th is proposed to be one of the main thoroughfares for all the traffic for pickup and drop off at the school?
I remember that.
Okay. Are the, would that make it more difficult for you or people living on that street to get in or out of your homes if all of the parking from Alki was directed onto your street?
No, because we have island parking. I have two spots. I have two deeded spots with this townhouse, so that would do it that much.
Okay. Are you aware that the traffic squad is supposed to be one way on 60th?
Yeah. I wasn't aware of 60th being a transit route, but I do, it wouldn't be a problem.
I'm
in this.
Alright. And let's say you didn't live on 60th and you lived a little bit farther away but had to drive your daughter to Alki. Would that, would it be, would you envision there being traffic or challenges finding spots near the school during pickup and drop off?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
I'm asking if you, if you had to drive your daughter to Alki, you didn't live on 60th, would you envision that it would be, there would be challenges to finding spaces near Alki in order to pick up and drop off your daughter?
I think it'd be the same as pick up and drop offs at all public schools. There's always a rush of parents coming and going in the morning and in the afternoon, so I can't imagine it'd be any different.
So are you assuming the same parking and street availability is consistent across all of Seattle near public schools?
The only school that I have proximity to in West Seattle and familiarity with are Albert Heights, Gatewood, Lafayette, and Alki.
Okay. Okay. But when you say you assume that it's going to be the same, are you assuming similar parking availability amongst all the different sites?
Yeah. Okay. There's a rush of parents in the morning and there's a rush of parents in the afternoon. So those students who rely on their parents to pick up and drop off, there's always a, like I said, a 20-minute rush. And that's just how school works. And some of that rush is not due to the parking availability. It's due to parents like myself who are trying to do a million and one things in the morning, dropping a child off at the time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Person. No other questions.
Chad, I'm going to ask one more question. It's called redirect. It's just a second bite of the apple. And I just have one question. When you were talking about the difficulty of going up Admiral and how that was hard, were you talking about just going up the hill or the challenge of going all the way to Schmitz Park?
A couple, it's a mile and a half away, so just logistics for children being able to ride or bike there is challenging. From down on the flat peninsula of Alki, it's hard to get up Admiral on this, over Schmitz Park. It's not geographically, and the topography is a little bit difficult. So I wouldn't feel safe riding or walking, with our daughter to the current Schmitz Park.
Would you feel safe sending her on a bus if it was needed?
If it was needed, yes.
Cool. No further questions.
Okay. Next question? Anything further? No. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Krugman, for your testimony this afternoon. You do not need to remain on the line unless you wish to do so or your attorneys wish you to. Or cancel those, I would say.
Thank
you can
you
leave that. If you want.
Thank you for your time.
All right, we are at 4:39. I don't think we have time for another witness before 5.
You have two more?
Yes.
Are they both longer?
One is significantly long. One will be longer. One could be short, but I think they
might not be available. They just had to step out, so they locked off soon.
Okay.
So it would be a long, it would be a medium and a short tomorrow morning.
So that would Thursday, not tomorrow.
Thursday.
Okay.
Would you like me to call witness just to get it out of the way?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
I'm worried significantly that we're not going to finish on Thursday.
Okay.
Let's do it. She has a long one and we still have two traffic consultants on Thursday.
Yeah.
we are going to call Brian Fabella. This is very, very quick.
For my comment. Well, also, so it's not Katie looking at the, my one side of my head and you looking at the other side.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fabella. Thank you for hanging in there. If you could state your name for the record.
Brian Fabella.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
I wasn't prepared to call you, Mr. Fabella, so just give me one second to get situated. While I do that, can you please state your employer?
Seattle Public Schools.
Okay, and what is your position with Seattle Public Schools?
I'm a capital products manager.
Okay, and what is your role with Alcott Elementary?
I'm the project manager. Okay. So I work with both the design team and the construction teams to get basically the project from planning to opening and operation.
I just want to point you to District Exhibit 13. I'm handing you a hard copy just so you see it. Are you familiar with this exhibit?
Yes.
Were you contacted by two parents who had organized a letter writing campaign in support of the New Hope High School?
Yes, he was.
Are those letters received by May 7th, 2024 in this exhibit?
I assume yes. Yes.
Do you know approximately how many you had received at that time?
70.
Okay.
A little bit more.
Have you received additional letters since that date?
Yes. Okay. I'm still receiving letters. I received one more this past weekend.
Okay. Approximately how many?
Over 100. So, yeah.
And to be clear, the first page of this email is an email from Steffi Deeds to you, correct?
Yes.
Noting they created the letter writing campaign?
Yes.
Okay. Did you compile these and provide them to myself and Mr. Patterson to create this exhibit?
Yes, we did.
Thank you. That's all the questions we have.
Oh, okay. Is there any cross? I guess there could be some pretty limited cross. So, okay, Mr. Fabella. So, looking through these letters of support, would it be safe to say that a lot of them are very similar?
Yes.
Like almost word for word, like there was a template?
I would agree that there's a template, but they did tailor them to make it unique to serve families. Okay. They talk about, some of them talk about how many children they have, where they live.
But the majority of them, they're the same. Did you, and I also have to note that on this exhibit there are, I see first names and then in a lot of cases no address or identifying information beyond that. Did you verify that a lot of these people actually live near the school?
No.
Okay.
I did receive a spreadsheet that I believe lists addresses.
Okay. But that's not part of the record here?
No.
Okay. So it is possible that a number of these letters are from people who live outside of the Alki community?
Sure.
Okay. Did you, as part of your project manager design and construction, did you review public comments regarding this project generally?
Yes.
Okay. And would it be safe to say that the majority of the comments that had concerns, they were related to parking and traffic and safety?
That was some of the topics.
Would you agree that was probably one of the most dominant topics in all of the comments received by the school?
Yes, to be clear, are we talking about the departures comments? Correct.
I'm talking about, honestly, kind of throughout the whole process, but sure, the departures.
Yeah. And so just to be clear, it's the city that manages the departures process.
I understand
so
that.
They share that with us.
I understand. But you have seen those comments, mm-hmm. too. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. No further
questions?
All right.
Anything further?
Yes,
okay. All right. Mr. Favilla, thank you for your testimony this afternoon. I promise I'd be short.
I never.
No, that's very quick. So that's the last witness for today. We have 15 minutes, so if you want
I think everyone else we have would be longer than that.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we're done with witness testimony for today. We'll reconvene Thursday at 9. And Ms. Gillard, is there anything further? No, for asking. Yeah, I've kind of left you out of my questions. Apologies. Do no. Speak up if need be. I'm sorry, is there...
Okay.
Okay, could I just very briefly maybe call a rebuttal witness that is here today?
Are they on the witness list? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Dano okay. testified previously.
Yeah. We
related
have,
to Mr.
Kirschman. Technically have 13 minutes, so.
It'll be.
Okay.
Couple seconds.
Okay.
Just right. While he's here.
No, understood. So.
Straight my tie. Make a little more professional.
good afternoon. If you could just state your name.
Danforth Beale Jr.
And I swore you in earlier, so you remain under oath.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Beale, you were present during, I believe it was Mr. Kirschman's testimony. Mr. Kirschman's testimony,
yes.
Correct? Okay, and he parking that's available on 60th and that there were a lot of spots. Do you recall that testimony?
Yes.
Okay, and you live near that area, is that correct?
I lived on 60th, about 300 yards from Mr. Kirschman's residence.
Okay. And was his description of parking availability consistent with your experience living on 60th?
No, it was not. The street 60th is primarily, I'm trying to think of how many single family homes we have on that street, and I could only come up with one between Admiral and Alki Beach. Now, I'm not positive if that one is correct, absolute or not, but it's mostly apartment buildings and condominiums. In fact, my apartment building had 24 units, and we were told when we signed leases, we were not given parking spaces. It was all on-street parking, and that was normal for all of the buildings on the street. Alki Properties owns and manages most of those buildings on that street, and from what I was told, they do not assign parking spaces simply because there were not enough parking spaces for the number of residents in the buildings. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, the grandfathering from when they were built and current parking requirements. So everybody is required to park on the street for the most part. Not everybody, but many, many people. And if you have more than one person in an apartment, if you have two automobiles. So parking was really, really at a premium. There were many, many times where if I was lucky enough to get a parking spot in front of my apartment on 60th, I would leave or I would take the bus to go visit my mom or any other way that I could just to maintain having a parking space. Yeah. I guess that's the only thing in terms of your question about 60th.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. No further questions?
Quick question. You said you are about 300 yards from Mr. Kirschman. Is that towards Alki?
It's towards Alki Beach. So Mr. Kirschman is on, yeah, Stevens would divide where he lives and where I used to live. The cross street Stevens between 59th and 61st. So he was on the south end of 60th Southwest, and I was on the north end.
Okay. And was your apartment building right along Alki Avenue? Or?
No, it was on 60th Southwest.
Okay, 60th. Okay.
Yes.
And Mr. Kirschman testified that he saw about 10 spaces outside of there. That's his experience, but that wasn't your experience, correct?
Absolutely not. No.
But that was his experience.
No, I understand. Yeah, okay. I understand. I looked at his video there, and that's where I recognized that his end of the street is different than my end of the street. Smaller condominium buildings than the street, than the side that I live on.
Right, and it's fair to say when you get closer to the beach, parking does become more of a premium, right?
My experience is that all along, regardless of the street number, but that first block, well, the first two blocks from Alki Beach to Admiral Way, mm-hmm. parking is the most difficult,
okay.
regardless of which street number. But all the way from Alki to Admiral Way, which is two blocks consistent all the way between 56th and the Lighthouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that today we saw about 10 spaces on 60th?
From what he had mentioned, and he said that he took that at 1:30, which really surprised me because that's a busy time.
Mm-hmm.
When he first showed it, I thought that he was doing it, that he had just sent it prior to being here, because there wouldn't be as many cars there at 4 o'clock. So, okay. But he said it was at 1:30, so yep. That surprised me.
Okay. Finally. Thank you.
Any other procedural questions or issues before we adjourn and then we convene on Thursday?
I feel that if I say this, it's going to come true, but if we do not finish on Thursday, can we talk about whether possibly Friday would be available or something so that we could align witnesses that could be available? I don't know if this is the appropriate time. Maybe we can see how tomorrow's going, or Thursday is going.
Thursday. Wonder, do you want to talk about this now, or should we wait and see how Thursday goes?
We can talk about it at lunch. I see this not going quickly. I don't know what your sense is. You said you had one witness that's going to take a long time, and
I would estimate probably about an hour and a half.
For your including your estimate of my cross, or just on direct?
Probably direct. Give it a realistic time.
No, I appreciate it.
And who is your, you said you have two, right? One longer, one shorter.
Correct. I have Shauna Causey and Steve Cuddy.
Well, we'll see. Let's touch base on Thursday, maybe after the first part.
Okay.
Figure out the best way to. All right. Thank you all for your participation today. We are adjourned until Thursday. Thank you.